Welcome. Welcome. Hi. Getting myself all set up here. I am No BS Coach Julie. I am working with you today on the Good, Better, Best worksheet. Today is going to be so much fun. We have Coach Kathy in the chat. She'll be in all caps, as you know. And that is so her posts stand out. You are going to want to set your chat to everyone so that we can all see your wisdom. Let's get after it here. Hi, everybody. Everybody can hear me okay? Welcome. So we're doing good, better, best. So I'm No BS Coach Julie. All the love in the chat today and the emojis. Thank you. I have been a No BS coach almost 3 years. I started out my No BS journey at over 350 pounds. I stopped weighing at 350 pounds. I've officially lost 90 pounds at this moment, and I'm about halfway. Now, if you have heard me say I'm halfway all 3 years of coaching here, almost 3 years, you're right. I always say that because I have moved my target along the way. Every time I am at a measurable place in loss, I move my goal weight just a little bit. It's worked for me. I love that. I didn't want to say like 150 pounds from the first minute because in my brain, that was daunting at first. And so each time I announce to you my loss, I always say I'm halfway, and I'll let you know when I'm more than halfway. So that's where I'm at. Here we are. Tell me with emoji, so heart emoji, who has filled out the good, better, best worksheet at least once? Give me a heart if you have. All right, here's some hearts coming in. Yes. Okay. So good. I'm excited you're here because like I myself have done it like 6 or 8 times since I started No BS because you change as a person and things change. All right. Now, who is considering filling out the good, better, best for the first time? Give me an emoji thumbs up. And are you committing to filling it out after this call? Right? I want you to take away everything you need to have this filled out. Look at all those thumbs. Oh, I'm so excited. So I would like everyone who thumbed up for the first time to pledge to use it, right? There's no perfect. There's no perfect. So however you do it the first time is good enough. I'm going to show you mine that I made yesterday. And on it, it's kind of unique because I incorporated some of the ways that I did this the first time and then all the way to recent. So you'll see, like, for example, French fries are my thing. Oh, I love the French fries. And you'll see like how I did this on Good, Better, Best the first time around and then how I do it now. And so you'll actually see like 6 different progressions instead of just that 3. So. All right. Right off the bat, I want to tell you, like, there are, I just saw Team French Fry. There are no good or bad foods. There's truly just food. So if there's no good food and no bad food, then you aren't bad if you eat certain foods, right? So really, what are we saying? That there's like no morality issue here. If it's just food, you get to be a good person who eats food. That's it. You're never a bad person based on what you eat. There truly is no morality here. So your thoughts about you define your value, not how you eat. So the good, better, best is designed to help you sort of feel comfortable and in control and allows you to be intentional and ultimately honor what you want for your life. honor it with choice of eating. So basically eating because you love the taste of food for joy, eating for fuel, eating because you know it's good for your body. There is so much discussion around this concept too, because people, we have members who come in and Corinne says, eat what you love. And oftentimes some of us interpret this as eating anything we want anytime. And I just want to remind you that is of course not the case. You're eating food you love. You're eating food you love when you're hungry and to enough. And however we've all been eating, if we identify as having weight to lose, is probably eating more than what our body needed, right? So this tool, the Good, Better, Best worksheet, is designed to support you in choosing foods that you like to eat for a multitude of reasons. We're going to talk about that in a second. Choosing foods you like to eat and eating them when you're hungry and stopping it enough and losing weight for the last time. I just want you to think about that for a minute. Eating foods you love and losing weight for the last time permanently. So it's really important that you actually, if you do not believe this is possible, you want to start to practice believing that it's possible. So for example, if you're a person that's like, no way, I'm not going to be able to eat foods I love and lose weight for the last time permanently, then I want you to borrow my belief and the belief of so many No BS women before you that had success doing this, that it is in fact possible. You just might not know how to do that yet. You might not have practiced doing that yet, but you are capable of learning how to do it now. And this call is going to start that learning. So, all right. The first thing you want to do on the Good, Better, Best worksheet, actually, you know, why don't I show you the Good, Better, Best in case you don't have it in front of you. I know Coach Kathy has posted the link to it in the chat. And let me just find, wow, do I have some windows open? Okay, so do you see the Good, Better, Best worksheet on the screen? Kathy, yes. Okay. Kathy, is that the only thing you see? Because you know I'm kind of notorious for having like 1,000 things open. Okay. Just making sure. So this is a most recent Good, Better, Best for me, but I want to highlight the French fry section. So it's right at the top here, French fries. So when I started No BS, my very first Good, Better, Best, looking back, I had a large French fry. And in my brain, I was thinking about McDonald's when I wrote it, but it was just the concept. So a large fry. For me, better was a medium fry. For me, best was a small fry. Now, I still love the French fries 3 years later. I mean, I've been a member for longer than that, but I still love the French fries. But now it's like a small fry if I'm out, oven fries at home. And I love roasted potatoes with olive oil and Parmesan cheese. So that's my best, right? So I've had a progression all the way through the French fries where a lot of times I want to eat the roasted potatoes with the olive oil and the Parmesan cheese. But honestly, on day one, when I was writing the large fry on my good, I did not believe I would ever be a person who wasn't eating a large fry. I just didn't. I thought I'm going to have to be a person who figures out how to lose their weight for the last time eating a large fry. But it turned out like over time doing the No BS weight loss course, doing some of the other courses, amping up my self-love, amping up my future self-work, I realized like it was possible. And this is the key. It was possible that maybe I would be a person who didn't like always need a large fry, right? So I got into my curious brain, and this is what I want to support you on doing today. Get into your curious brain and just sort of question, like, what could be possible? Maybe when I wrote Large Fry down, I was not ready to consider the possibility, but I believed maybe it could be possible that I could learn to be a person who doesn't always have to order a large fry. At the time, like supersized fry, now they call it large fry. Okay. So the first thing you do is go down that left column, the good column, and you just list all the foods that you like eating. And you can see, I just picked a smattering of ones that were on my good, better, best at the time that I joined No BS. And I think it's good to understand that there are multiple ways to do the good, better, best. So if you look at my cheesecake with sauce and whipped cream, this is a good example. So I have personally never found a substitute to cheesecake that I actually really like at all. And so in this case, it's like, okay, well, I don't always need the whip. I do like the sauce, but maybe less sauce. And then really my favorite best is just splitting one with someone at the table when we're in a restaurant, or if we're at home, I'll literally just cut a half size piece or cut off the tip, which is my favorite part. So there's that way of doing the good, better, best. And then there's the way that Corinne always gives a great example. And so I'm going to use hers, where she loves the nachos. And so she up levels like the chips from fried chips to baked chips at home, and then even maybe to bell pepper chips. Now, I just want to be like super transparent. That doesn't work for me. I hate the bell peppers. I like the baked chips, but I hate the bell peppers. But this is the great part about the good, better, best. It's all about you. My way is not going to be your way. You're going to find your own hacks and tricks. You're going to find your own level ups. It's going to be customized to what you like to put in your mouth, the way you eat, the foods that you like. It's truly all about you. So the idea is that this sheet empowers you to focus on the foods you can and will be eating without all the diet mentality, diet thinking, diet trauma of like all the things you can't have. You can have it all. But obviously, if we're here wanting to lose weight, probably we're eating more of it than we need, or there might be a leveled up way to eat it, like 1% better than how we ate it before. And I'm going to talk about that with you in a minute too. So focusing on what you can have, and let's look at it based on in the No BS weight loss course, Corinne talks about 4 categories of food, good foods, right? That left column, they taste good. And their purpose is literally to like please your palate, right? Like it's all about your tongue. Better foods, they taste good too. Your tongue likes them, but they may be just a little bit healthier. There's something about those foods that your body likes just a little bit more. Best foods taste good, but your body's like, yeah, they have value. They feel good in your body, right? They're like, boom. And then here's where the one time we're going to use the phrase bad foods. Bad foods are foods you don't like. You don't want to eat them. So I'm going to tell you mine. Bad foods, seafood. I don't eat seafood at all. The smell repulses me. They're just like not on the list. I can sit here and be like, oh, seafood's good. Like salmon's good for me and good fatty acids or whatever, whatever. But if I'm not going to eat them or like them, what's the point? Right? So seafood, onions, beets. These are things I don't eat at all. I don't eat any onions, beets. Okay. But I want to like blow your mind here. There's also like this idea of eating for our tongue, right? But there's other parts of our body that like foods too. And I'm going to just tell you a little story. And then I'm going to ask you what's like yours. So think about this as we talk. I eat Greek yogurt a lot. In some times in my life, like every day, I absolutely do not like it. Like, I don't like how it tastes. I don't like the texture. in my mouth, but my stomach loves it. And my bottom, the export system, it loves it too. So like when I eat that, I don't eat tons of quantity, but when I eat that, I like love how it feels in my body. I love how it feels in my body. It feels so good. And so I choose, like, imagine my stomach has a mouth. Imagine my export system has a mouth, right? And those parts of me like love the Greek yogurt. So just like I eat things for taste, sometimes I personally choose to eat things that like other systems of my body like a lot. So I just want to like throw that out there, that that's possible. You don't have to do that. There's no rules, but literally it's just an option to be aware of things that your body might like that your mouth doesn't like as much, or things that your mouth likes a lot that your body doesn't like. For example, my mouth loves the avocado. My export system does not like the avocado. I don't eat avocado anymore. This is not some great loss. I'm not focusing on what I don't eat. It's simply off the table. All right. So if you're a first timer, you're starting by planning foods that you love to eat. It's normal if most of the foods are on your good list, right? If it's your first time, a lot of foods are going to be on good. Remember, you're always using doable hunger, right? You're eating when you're hungry, you're stopping at enough. So let's take a pause. I want to see votes in the chat. What foods are you putting on your good list? Tell me all the foods. Yes, Alice, I know. Probiotics bother me, so the yogurt actually works for. Okay, I see Swedish fish. I see pizza. I see fruits and vegetables. I see ice cream. I see fried chicken, yogurt, burritos, poutine. Yes. Tacos, ice cream. Yes. These are all great. Yes. Love it. Cookies, chips and salsa, pasta. Yes. All right. So now I want you to imagine there's just like better lists. So you've all got your good list now. Your better list is just like a 1% level up of food that you're curious trying. So like for me, a 1% level up, some ideas for you to try are a kid's portion, right? I love a cheeseburger, but sometimes a cheeseburger, like I can only eat about half of one. So then I just order a kid's cheeseburger. Lots of times half a bun, because the bun, I'd rather have more of the burger than the bun. Baked chips instead of fried chips. Oven fries instead of deep fried fries. 1% level up could be putting more veggies on a burger or more veggies in a taco. Maybe it's like, I used to load a taco up with cheese. Like it had the same level, like a layer inch of meat and then an inch of cheese. And then for me, like less cheese was better and best was just a sprinkle. What are yours? I want you to take a couple minutes. I'm going to pause the audio. Take a couple minutes and you're filling out your better column and you're imagining it's like 1% better than your good column. And it can be a different food, right? Like how Corinne goes from regular old nachos to baked chips nachos. It could be a smaller portion of the food you like. It could be a totally different food, right? Like if you like a burger, it could be to a burger salad where the meat is on top of the lettuce. There's no rules here. So I want to encourage you to get creative, experimental in your brain, and fill out your better column. I'm just going to give you a couple minutes because we can all do this at home too after this call. And then I'm going to read some Q&As and I'll answer them. So I'm going to give you 3 minutes from now and we're filling out the better column on the good, better, best. Best column, 1% level up from good column. I'm seeing some awesome options going on in the chat. All right. So you, of course, can keep filling out your form while we're talking, right? The worksheet. I have some great Q&A questions. The first one is, how do you not think of good, better, best worksheet as diet mentality? And Tracy asked this question. It's such a great question, Tracy. So here's how I like to think about it. I would ask the exact opposite question. How do I connect diet mentality to the good, better, best? Diet mentality, diets in general outside of No BS are all about restriction, limitation, rules. They take your choices away, kind of treat you like you're an idiot drinking lemonade with cayenne pepper and all these different diets. For me, when I think about good, better, best, it starts with like empowerment. This is a tool to create choices about what I want to eat. And right from the start, a choice is so much different than like classic diets. So the idea is like empowering yourself to choose based on what you like. And then, I mean, again, right, we're all here. Either we have weight to lose, or we've been here losing weight and we're in maintenance. But if we've been overeating the foods we love, you can eat less of the foods you love, right? Because obviously, if we're eating more than our body needs and have weight that we identify as wanting to lose, then the simple answer is eating less of it. So it can be the foods you love, but less of it. Or it can be leveling up, affecting the quality by choice. So this tool is like, it allows you to connect to the food you love. And then as you do this mindset work, as you start to get curious about yourself, you get to make choices that support your body and your long-term goals, which every classic diet on the planet does not work that way. So I want to give you a couple of examples of how this has worked in my life. So I love ice cream. I used to be able to eat a pint, I guess it's a pint, the small container of Ben and Jerry's fish food. It was my favorite. I could eat it all the time. But I'm also a baker. I don't know if you guys know that, but like a major baker. And I love to make homemade ice cream. And I make homemade ice cream fairly regularly, although not in the middle of the move here that we've been doing. And what I realized was I like homemade ice cream so much more than any ice cream I've ever had out in the world. But homemade ice cream made with heavy cream and half and half and all the ingredients, right? So I woke up one day and I was like, I'm curious. Does future me always eat a pint of ice cream? What else could be possible for her? I knew for sure she ate ice cream because she makes ice cream, right? So future me makes ice cream and eats ice cream. But that was the only thing I was sure of. So instead of telling myself, like, I have to eat less ice cream or I can't do this, it's more of a like, well, what's possible for me? So one day I made ice cream and I was like, I think I'm just going to eat it really slow with the tablet, pen and paper here, you know, like a monk meal, but ice cream. I'm going to write down what I notice. So the first bite, I was like, boom, it's a party in my mouth, right? Like, I love this. But I also noticed the fat kind of coating my mouth and my tongue. Second bite, I really noticed the fat coating my tongue. The third bite, I noticed like I had about 50% of the flavor. I was no longer having that like boom experience coming out of my mouth. And all of a sudden I was like, that's it. I like the boom so much more than I like all the rest of the bites of that pint. And from that day on, that's a few years ago, from that day on, I've really only ever had 3 bites of ice cream at a time. Now I'm willing to have it every day if I want to, but I got to make this decision, keep eating ice cream and each bite, it has less flavor, or just allow like on the plan if I want to eat ice cream and have those amazing 3 bites. All I really want you to do is wake up your brain to what is possible. Again, this isn't about what you can or can't have. You can have everything. The question is, how does your future self eat? My future self loves homemade ice cream. So I'm figuring out how to be a person who makes homemade ice cream and like loses every pound for the last time. You literally, like, you notice I didn't put some janky, like, other alternative ingredient ice cream that I don't like so I could eat a big bulky amount of it, but it's like higher value. No, I like want the ice cream that I make, that I love, but I also want to be able to taste it and enjoy it. So this tool is a tool to support you making amazing choices for yourself over time. As you do the thought work, things change, your mindset changes. And as long as you stay in curiosity, you can always be leveling up your good to better, better to best, whatever a level up is for you. Becky asked, is it acceptable to use size as your better and best level up? For instance, good is 3 butterscotch pancakes, better is 2, best is 1. Yes, yes, Becky. Yes, that's amazing. It's totally amazing. Yes, it is. Now, will you ever get curious about doing it different? You might. You might want to try it different. But that's totally great. I think this is the part where we forget is like, No BS is the most personally customizable program. It is literally all about you. You never have to eat something you don't like. It's really about tapping into that doable hunger, picking foods you like, and then eating them when you're hungry and stopping at enough. Okay, so we're at better. Now let's think about best. Let's imagine that best is like a 1% level up from better. And remember, the idea of best is that it tastes good in your mouth and it also feels good in your body, and your body's getting something from it that it needs and wants, right? So it's not only the mouth experience, it's other parts of you too. So what does that look like for you? Somebody in the chat or in the Q&A, put your good and your better, and then let's talk about what a good best is. I have a Q&A right now too. I have a anonymous says, I was a vegan years ago for yoga and animal rights issues. I don't want to take on the label again, but I want to move back to that. But I have been having meat on occasion and dairy, eggs a lot. I just don't want to tell myself never due to eating disorder stuff. Can I good, better, best this? I don't know. Anonymous, you can 100% good, better, best this. And there are no rules. You don't have to label yourself anything. You can eat primarily vegan and eat meat and eat dairy, and you like get to do it all. It doesn't matter. The labels are like external, like to define ourselves to other people and for other people to understand us or to define ourselves. Labels are not required here. These are not healthy foods or unhealthy foods. This is just food. What you're describing is like, I love vegan food and I also want to eat meat and I also want to eat dairy. That is amazing. And if vegan feels amazing in your body, but you still want to choose, 100%. 100%. I just want to support you. You don't have to define that to anybody. You don't have to justify it to anybody. It doesn't matter. If somebody has a thought about it, they get to. You do you, boo. That's what Coach MJ says, and I've adopted it. You do you, boo. Okay. Does anybody want to come up and work on their better to best or good to better? Anybody want to raise their hand and work on this together? Otherwise, I'll keep talking. No problem. Well, let's see if there's a hand. I don't know what it is about that. You do you, boo. Okay. Jay Lopez, promoting you to panelist. I'm going to ask you to unmute. Hi. Just you have to unmute.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. What's your first name?
Janie.
Hi. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. I wasn't planning to be here. I was like, I'm going to listen, but hey, I volunteer myself.
Fantastic. So tell me what food you're working on that we're going from good to better or better to best.
Food. So I am thinking there's two that I want to work on, which is pizza and my popcorn. I mean, I know it's not, it's a snack, but that's two of my things that I would like to work on this month.
Okay. Super. Let's do it. So I love that, like, you were like, my popcorn, and you kind of put your head down in shame. Like popcorn is somehow some magical food that, like, because it's a snack, it's somehow bad.
It's not bad, but I'm working on like what I listened to Corinda's Wednesday, and I added my popcorn and chips, because I noticed that whenever I am out and about partying, like I will put it in my mouth and continue eating without really stopping.
Okay. So is popcorn on your better, good column? Excuse me.
It's, I don't put good or column. It's just that I want to feel comfortable eating it.
Okay.
Because, and usually my popcorn, I don't buy the bags. We make it here at home, but I do all the things. We put oil and butter. So how can I level up, doing that?
Well, so first, are you planning popcorn?
No.
Well, that's a level up right there, right? Like, I know it's not exactly the good, better, best, but it really is the first level up is planning popcorn, how you eat it now. So planning it, how much do you generally eat? Do you have a standard bowl you use?
Yes.
Okay.
So maybe I do have it, say it's a huge bowl, but maybe then my next level up would be something smaller. So I have little plates.
Okay. So basically your first level up is to plan it the way you eat it now. And if you said you heard Corinne do the 21-day challenge, that's what she's talking about it. Like planning it the way, like putting it on the plan, the way you eat it.
Okay. And then I also want to try the air fried popcorn.
Okay. So your good was plan it the way you eat it in the bowl you have. Your better is a smaller bowl or plate. And your best is try the air fryer.
Correct.
Okay. I think this is so great because what I hear you doing is you're like experimenting in your brain. Like maybe it's possible to eat less. That would be better. Maybe it's possible to prepare it in a different way. That would be best. And you might try all those things and not like it. And that's okay too.
Right. Yeah. Like that's why I tell my kids, can we try the air fryer? They're like, no, we like the fatty popcorn.
Okay. That's good. Get out the air fryer for you.
Awesome. Okay. I'm going to try that.
Tell me about the pizza. How are we eating pizza right now?
Well, yesterday in my mind, I was planning to have one slice and I had three.
Okay. So you planned one, you had three. Why?
Because it was so good that I couldn't stop at enough.
Okay. So like really though?
I chose to keep eating, I think.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know.
Oh, you do? Because you told me.
It was so good. I already had in my mind, like, I'm just going to have one. And I chose to eat it.
Yeah. Right. You just said it tasted so good. And that's the only thing you told yourself, right? Like your brain said it tasted so good. You sat down on the couch with your bowl of popcorn, watching the movie of your life. And were like, oh, this pizza tastes so good. Didn't tell yourself anything else. Right. And just ate the pizza.
Correct.
Yeah. So what do you think would be possible if you're telling yourself it tastes so good and you keep eating, right? What could you tell yourself to interrupt or pause?
Well, I already know this. I could have chose to have one slice, serve myself with my salad.
Sure.
I think about it after the fact, like, man, this is what I should have done, but I didn't do.
So what's it going to take for the next time? So let's like set the past to the past. What's it going to take for tomorrow? The next time it happens, what will you tell yourself to pause to consider what you really want to do going forward?
If I can eat slow, I need to learn to do that.
Okay.
Having those pauses because I don't. I usually do that when having those pauses when I'm by myself, but I need to practice more when I'm around other people.
Okay. So what I heard you say is I want to tell myself to slow down.
Correct.
And the slowing down connects you to awareness. Is that true?
Correct.
Okay. So this is really great because this is very doable. And my recommendation to you, Janie, is to literally practice slowing down throughout the day when it doesn't have anything to do with food. So like if you're running errands, if your brain is running wild with the kids or the family, like literally tell yourself, slow down, like get present and just practice slowing down throughout your entire day in whatever thing you're doing. Right. For me, it's always like I'm racing to Home Depot and we're doing this and we're doing that. So I would tell myself, like, slow down, like connect to the things I'm doing. And by doing that, not with food, you start to become a person who just slows down and connects to what she's doing. And then you can apply that with food.
Right. Yeah. I'm a busybody, so it's hard for me to stop.
Yeah. So I would eradicate that sentence from your brain. And like, I'm learning how to be a person who slows down.
Okay. And my best food, I'm thinking whenever I do want to plan and have my level best food in the pizza would be to buy myself the cauliflower option.
That's great. Do you like cauliflower pizza?
I've tried it before, but I just don't have that at home.
Yeah. That's so great. I love that because I'm not a big cauliflower person, but I have had a couple of good cauliflower pizzas. And one of my friends, her teenagers made us a cauliflower pizza once, made homemade cauliflower crust. It was delicious. So I don't even like cauliflower. And I ended up really liking that a lot. So I love your brain allowing you to experiment with like things you haven't had a bunch of, like you just said, and getting to know like what else is possible. Oh, and also Coach Kathy just said that Costco has a frozen cauliflower crust pizza that was good. So there's something to experiment with.
Actually, I tried it, the one from Costco. So yeah, I think I'm going to go back and buy that for myself.
That's so great. So you got lots of, I see another, Nicole said Trader Joe's too. So just like allowing your brain to experiment, Janie, is like the greatest thing. Cause this is going to let you connect with like, I'm willing to try this. I'm willing to see that. And you're going to land on something that's just a little bit leveled up from your good column of food. So good.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Yay.
Yeah. I'll see you soon. And let us find me in Facebook or come to Ask Coaches. Let me know how it's going.
For sure. I'm already planning my my date right now, so I don't have excuses.
Great.
My 24-hour plan.
Congratulations. Bye. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, that was really good. I think, did you notice how she was just kind of like experimenting a little and sharing with us ideas from like pizza, pizza salad, cauliflower pizza. She didn't have a cauliflower pizza that she was in love with yet, but it's sort of like, I think this might be a level up for me. That's what I'm going to try. And there's no shame in the game, right? What if you try something that you're like, it just didn't cut it? Okay. Then find a way to have it though. Like if you noticed on mine, every one of the pizza options, and I will, Coach Kathy's asked me to share mine with you, and I will. Every one of the pizza options is pepperoni and black olive. You notice I didn't go from pepperoni to like veggies or anything like that. I don't like onions. I don't like peppers. I don't like mushrooms. I do not like all those things, period. And I don't like them on pizza. So for me, it's pepperoni and black olive. That's like the only pizza I eat. And maybe it's, if I'm at home, it's less pepperonis. It's making the pizza in my own smoker out in the yard, making my own crust. There's a lot of options for me to level up. It's cutting all the pepperonis in quarters, so there's less pepperonis and lots of olives. It's eating less slices. It's eating more salad. But 100%, I'm not going to hack all the veggies on there because I don't like it. And there's no point in doing something I don't like. That's like totally anti-no BS, picking something that you don't like to eat and then telling yourself you have to eat it. So the goal of this worksheet is to good, better, best your food, your palate, your way. right? If you are literally leaving this call with a mindset that you have to put things on here you don't like, you have the wrong takeaway. You are only putting things on here you like or are curious about or want to experiment with or want to try. This is all about empowering you. This is not about restriction. It is not about forcing yourself to be somebody you aren't. And remember, every single thing on this list is being eaten when you're hungry and too enough. So, okay, Susan, I'm going to promote you to panelist. Yay, Susan. Start your video, ask you to unmute. I hear you. I don't see you yet, Susan.
I'm getting there.
Okay. Hi, Susan.
Okay, here I am. Hi.
Hi. Hi there.
The biggest thing I have trouble with is cookies.
Okay.
I love cookies.
So you've got cookies. What kind of cookies do you like?
Fig Newtons.
Okay.
Sugar wafers.
Okay.
Sugar cookies.
Okay.
That's my biggest problem. Like I eat a pack of cookies.
Okay.
I don't eat a whole box of cookies. I buy them in single packs,
mm-hmm.
but like, I just crave them.
Okay. So there's some urge work that you can do from the urge course, right? Around having urges to eat them. So have you finished the No BS weight loss course?
Yes. This is my second time in.
Congratulations.
I was in like several years ago.
Okay.
And then I joined again, you know, like 6 months ago.
So if you finish the No BS weight loss course, I recommend you go to the pathways and you follow the pathways that has the urge course on it. That's just independent of your good, better, best. So you are literally writing on your good, your Fig Newtons, your sugar wafers, your sugar cookies. So I assume those are all cookies you purchased. None of those are homemade.
Yes.
Okay. So maybe a first round for you is like, however many are in your pack that you buy, that's your good number. Mathematically do 1% level up for your better and do another 1% for your best. Now, I just want you to stay with me for a minute. That's just for today, right? This document is a living document that grows with us as we grow inside of No BS, right? This is not an assumption that you're going to stay where you're at the whole way through. You're going to grow. You're going to get curious. You're going to learn things. You're going to be willing to try. Maybe after you've completed the urge course, you're going to get curious about how to eat those items, plan them and eat them, but in a different way than you currently are. So your good, better, best is based on where you are at today. I think some of us forget that we're not putting what our future self does, right? Like if my current self eats 10 Fig Newtons, my future self eats one. It's not all about one at this point because I'm not my full future self yet. She's in me and we're tapping into her, but you're not fully there. And so tell me how many are in the pack that you eat?
Well, when I eat Fig Newtons, there's only two.
Okay.
And when I eat the sugar cookies, there's maybe six. Not like round sugar cookies. I'm talking about the wafers.
Okay.
But if I eat sugar cookies, like if I buy them at the store and I bring them home, I only eat two.
Okay.
I'm satisfied with two. So
well, that sounds great.
And I put them on my plan. I mean, I'm not off plan when I eat them because I'm wondering if I have to do this 21 day thing, if I have to eat them for every meal for 21 days.
I think that's a great idea to try the 21 day challenge, but also maybe your good, better, and best are the same in this case. Like, are you really a person, if you're really only eating two Fig Newtons at a time,
do you
want to plan and eat two Fig Newtons every day? I mean, we do have the infamous chocolate cake lady who ate chocolate cake every day and got to her goal weight, but she just changed the quantity, but you're already eating a small quantity. Maybe two is good for now. And maybe your best is one. And you're always a person who's going to eat Fig Newtons.
Yeah. I don't know. I just really always like sweets. Like my son bought me a zucchini cake for my birthday and I'm happy with one slice.
Well, so you know what, Susan, I would urge you to, no pun intended, go to the Urge course first and really get yourself grounded in, is this even like an urge at all? Like, what is going on for you? Maybe you are literally just a person who likes to eat 2 fig Newtons a day. And it's as simple as that. And it's fine.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I buy them in a pack on purpose, you know, because like that's my serving, you know.
I love this.
Three packs.
Yeah. I just want to remind everyone here, like Susan knows she likes them. She's buying them in the little 2-pack. She's planning them and eating them. Are you eating them when you're hungry?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay. And you're having 2. Like, there may be no problem here. This may be your best. Okay. That's possible. Like, okay, every single thing that we eat, it doesn't mean it's automatically a good and somehow has to be leveled up. This may be your best. This may not be a food that needs to be leveled up.
Okay.
So I want you to experiment with that mindset too. Try sometimes having one and see if that satisfies you. Like, get into that curiosity of like, what is it like if you eat 2? What is it like if you eat 1? What is it like when you skip? What does your brain say? And just experiment. And you may land that this is where you want to be. You may not, but I will support you. If you collect data on this for a couple of weeks, experimenting with 2, 1, and none, bring that 2 weeks worth of data and ask coaches attention to me, and I'll help you sort out your data and see if this is even something you want to level up at all.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Because the cookies have been bothering me, you know.
Maybe that's just your thoughts that are the problem. I don't know. But maybe if you're really only planning and eating 2 cookies when you're hungry, it may just be your mindset. And then that's something that we can work on with you at Ask Coaches.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll see you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. There's a Q&A question. I keep hearing about the 21-day challenge. Was that a recent call? Is the replay up already? Thank you. It was a call on Wednesday. Kathy, do you have the ability to post the challenge information in the chat? It's a 21-day challenge to plan foods you love, like that you want to be eating every day on your plan. Coach Kathy's posting about it right now in the chat. And so, yes, it's a call that you can listen to. It's Wednesday's call and it should be up. It went up yesterday. So that's good. All right. Any other questions that you want to put in the chat or the Q&A? Of the people who thumbed up early that this is their first time, are you hanging up from this call in just a couple minutes and finishing your good, better, best? Give me some thumbs up. Okay, good. Of the people who have done this, those heart emojiers, are you revising yours? Are you reviewing yours? Are you experimenting with yours? Yeah, so good. Lynn, I haven't seen your question to see what was answered. Could you ask it again? And I will answer it. So the idea of good, better, best is to empower your decisions, to support you as an OBS woman, choosing how she wants to show up for yourself. I said something in passing to Susan that I want to come back to. None of us, we all have a future self, and there's a part of our future self that's us today. So if your future self's doing it, we want to tap into the part of her that we have access to today. And then the parts we can't access yet, that's normal. We're not supposed to be able to access her fully, or we would be her right now. So when you're thinking about your good and your better and your best, your better is where you can tap into her on some small level, 1% level today. Same with your best. These are moving targets. They're going to change. When you're a new member and you've done the No BS weight loss course, if you did that in module one, lesson five, right? You did it early on. Maybe by the end of the course, you're redoing it. If you're at your 6 month or your year anniversary, you might be doing it again, right? This is a living document that you may do a dozen times while you're here. Lynn. Okay, Kathy is answering your question. That's good. I've tried portion with foods I love, but I can't keep it up. How will this be different? Yeah, Kathy's asking you good questions about that, Lynn. So I'm going to let her keep doing that. But let's just talk about the portion sizing for good, better, best. For those of you who want to eat the exact food you like that's on your good list, and you want to better and best it only with portion size, you can do that a bunch of ways. I love to measure. As a baker, there's a precision in measuring. So for me, it's like, if I used to eat a giant bowl of cereal, I will measure less going in. Now, this isn't measure like I'm telling myself I can only have one cup of cereal. Don't hear that. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, if I used a giant bowl and it was heaping on my good, my better is definitely less than that in that same bowl. My best is probably a smaller bowl. And the mindset work goes with this. So I want to leave you with this part of this piece of the puzzle. When you are doing your four N's, the noticing your thinking, normalizing your thinking, neutralizing your thinking, and making a next best, that is a fantastic tool in partnership with good, better, best. So noticing what you are thinking now about good, better, best, and then normalizing that. Because of course, like all of us have just practiced our everyday thinking around it, neutralizing it like I did at the beginning of the call. This is just food. It's all just food. And then a next best thought around leveling up food, why you want to, why you like to, what's exciting about it, how that supports your long-term goals, how it supports your becoming your future self, how it taps into your future self today. There's a lot of possibilities, but these two tools, the good, better, best, and the four N's, imagine them in bed together, right? They are arm in arm, because it's the mindset work that helps us make these changes together. When it's a next best thought or a next best action, oftentimes I'll do a next best thought and action. So next best thinking about good, better, best, and then next best, what am I doing with good, better, best? So I want you all to leave this call not thinking about the tools independently of each other, but thinking about them in partnership with each other. How can you use the No BS tools to leverage the results that you get to create your goals, your hopes and dreams? It's your mouth. It's your hand. It's your brain. I just want you to take that away as we wrap up this call. For those of you doing this for the first time, I highly recommend doing that 4N about your thoughts about good, better, best. For those of you refining yours, doing it again, doing it for the 20th time, it doesn't matter. Same thing. Leveraging that awareness about what you think, neutralizing, you know, normalizing how you think, neutralizing down to the food, and then really focusing on that next best thought and next best action. Your next best action is tied in to creating this good, better, best and following through on your plan. So thank you all so much for being here. What a delight and joy. I And so is Coach Kathy. We are both in Ask Coaches. We are both in Facebook. Ask Coaches is the place to go. Please, please bring your good, better, best questions there to both of us. We are here for you. Do not sit frustrated about anything. We want to answer every question you have. Thank you, Coach Kathy, for being here. Thank you, everyone, for starting your Saturday with us. Have a lovely day.